Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
A scientific story now, and Benedict Carey joins us, science reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Benedict.
Good morning.
So we've heard of stories about signals in the brain being used to move devices on the outside of a body, say a cursor on a computer, maybe a prosthetic limb or something, experimental and actual human trials of some of that technology. But you're reporting this morning on an implant inside the brain, which scientists have demonstrated can actually make something happen cognitively inside the brain. Can you explain?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's done in rats, so we'll start with that. But this is a brain implant that restores a memory function in rats. They do a simple task. It's a, you know, pressing levers type of thing.
Right.
In which they have to press a lever for a reward, but that's based on forming a memory just before then. They have to remember the lever they saw previously. So they're forming a new memory in order to do it right. And scientists can interfere with that process so that it messes up their memory and then restore it with this implant, which is in an area of the brain where, you know, that's involved in forming new memories.
Right. Now, how is this, because there's kind of a philosophical question. Where did the memory go when the doctors disrupted it? And is this implant just rewriting something that is on a chip as opposed to restoring a memory that's inside the brain itself?
Well, where did it go? It's blocking the signal that gets sent to storage, and so you know, the signal has been sent, but it's getting blocked. And so what the implant does is, you know, they've read the signal, the one that gets sent already.
Right.
So they just go ahead and send that one.
So it's a backup memory. It's like a backup memory that is used when the biological memory doesn't work. That's how this implant, at least theoretically, works.
That's right. So when you have these various little pieces of the brain all in an area called the hippocampus that are sending signals or communicating to each other, they're talking to each other. And if you knock one of them out, then it messes up the communication. So the implant can take the place of that one because they've heard what the different areas are saying to each other.
So it acts as
if it's there. Yep.
Benedict Carey, restoring the memory may not be the right way to say it because the memory is always there. It's just you can't get to it without this implant.
Well, this is an interesting question. It's being formed. So you have some trace of it in the hippocampus itself, and at some point that gets sent out to storage. And then when the brain goes to get it back, you know, it needs the function. It needs to be able to use some of these areas.
So it's a workaround of a blocked signal.
It's a workaround.
Right.
Yeah.
So people who have problems with the hippocampus. So if you're going to have one of these hard drives put in your head, a thousand years from now, Benedict, would you download to make sure that you could remember the kinds of things that your hippocampus damaged, you know, God forbid?
This is the interesting part about it. In order to do this, the scientists have to record first. So, you know, John, if you're sitting there trying to remember,
so just put my name in your hard drive, okay,
right.
Benedict Carey, science reporter for our partner, The New York Times, talking about a brain implant in rats.